planet light years away, where everything multiplies at an amazing rate. We're out here in the universe buying real estate. Hope we haven't gotten here too late.
Welcome back to the program, and hope we haven't waited too long to start realizing that we are probably at or perhaps just beyond peak oil. Who better to talk about oil than one of the world's experts, Richard Heimberg. He's been on this program before, but we have not had him on the daily format yet and wanted to get him on before we say goodbye, at least for this chapter. Richard Heimberg is the author of The Party Is Over and also The Oil Depletion Protocol most recently. We're going to get his thoughts on this latest story about Exxon and also just where we go from here. Welcome to the Green Street Studios, at least virtually, over the phone, Richard.
Good to be with you, Betsy.
So what did this news surprise you, that Exxon is actually still funding those who would deny or cast doubt on the reality, the facts around climate change?
Unfortunately, it doesn't surprise me. Exxon has been engaging in this behavior for some time, and not only with regard to climate change. In the oil supply discussion, Exxon is also sending out very misleading signals, essentially saying that there are no supply problems for oil in the future, so don't worry, go driving.
Uh-huh. And you would say?
I would say we have an enormous problem on our hands. Every signal that I see points to global peak of oil production in the very near future, if it hasn't already happened, and this is not something we can leave up to the market. We're going to have to we really need 20 years of preparatory work in developing renewable energy sources and more efficient modes of transportation and so on. We don't have 20 years, so it's really catch-up time. This is not the time to go to sleep.
And not to dwell too much on Exxon, but do they really think we're not paying attention? They can get away with this? Doublespeak?
Well, when it comes to oil supply, most people think that Exxon is the experts. I mean, if Exxon says there's plenty of oil, well, who's to say otherwise? Unfortunately, this whole subject of peak oil really hasn't gotten nearly as much attention in the press as it deserves. There has been a recent study for the Government Accountability Office, the GAO, on peak oil, and they said this is an enormous problem, and they said the Secretary of Energy should be on top of it and create a task force to begin developing a national strategy. But as far as I know, that hasn't happened yet.
The oil depletion protocol, what's that?
Well, it's a very simple plan to reduce oil dependence by the global depletion rate. Currently, we're using about 2.5% of the oil that's left every year. And if we reduce the amount we're using by about 2.5%, we create a situation that's more or less sustainable. In other words, by the time we actually run out of oil, our dependence on it will have been reduced to insignificance. It will also help us deal with the problem of global climate change, and it's been endorsed by city councils of cities like San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Bloomington, Indiana, and so on. It needs to be adopted globally in order to really have effect. If we don't have something like an oil depletion protocol, what we have ahead are oil wars, probably severe economic impacts, global economic collapse as oil prices go through the ceiling. The only way to avert that is to voluntarily and proactively reduce our reliance on oil, and that's what the oil depletion protocol does.
Is it named after the Kyoto Protocol somewhat? I mean, are you offering this as a companion protocol or alternative?
Well, it's not meant to substitute for emissions-based protocols. We still need emissions protocols, but the problem is if we don't address oil depletion also as a separate matter, what's most likely to happen is that many of the world's nations will try to do something about global climate change, but then as soon as oil shortages appear and the economic effects of those shortages start to bite, those nations will just give up on climate change and try to keep their economies humming any way they possibly can, including burning more coal. So the oil depletion protocol tries to do an end run around that by reducing our oil dependence proactively.
Okay, so the book came out a little over 7 months ago. What's been the reaction to it?
Well, the last 7 months have been a period of relative price moderation for oil, and that you know, with our soundbite news organizations, if it bleeds, it leads. And oil price hasn't been the bleeding leader the last few months, so we haven't seen that much as much attention to the oil depletion protocol, certainly as it deserves. But I think that situation will change dramatically later this season as we see gasoline prices in the U.S. rising dramatically, and probably oil prices globally as well.
And I'm sure you did a book tour with this book a couple of years after the other one.
I'm out on permanent book tour these days. I had the opportunity, actually, a few weeks ago to address the European Parliament on the subject of oil depletion and the oil depletion protocol. And that was really a wonderful opportunity. And I have to say that there was not that much awareness among the members of Parliament that I talked to previously. Most of these folks are just hearing about this for the first time, and I think the same would be true for U.S. senators and representatives.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You're really part author, part diplomat, big part activist, and I'm wondering if you're getting more attention a few years later than you did the first time around because people are starting to wake up to this reality.
Oh, yes. Definitely the attention now is several times what it was even a year or two ago. The problem, however, is on such enormous scale that we need, you know, covers of Time Magazine and Newsweek and New York Times almost on a daily basis to really get people moving in a different direction.
And I'm glad you mentioned on a daily basis because we have come to the end of an era. This is the end of Eco Talk on a daily basis. We hope we'll be back, perhaps on this network, perhaps on another network. But we have run out of funding, folks, and it's not for lack of donations. Thank you, each and every one of you who have clicked that PayPal button or sent a check. Each dollar is being spent, will be spent to keep our little production team intact so that we can regroup and just like the earth can renew itself and we can come back stronger. If you'd like to keep abreast of our situation, please do go to our website at ecotalk.net. We want to continue bringing you sound solutions for a healthier planet, greening the red and blue states one show at a time. And hopefully we will evolve and be more sustainable and right along those lines just in time for our last show. Madonna has just released a song called Hey You, and it's inspired by the upcoming July 7th Live Earth series of concerts. There seems to be a message. We all have to be in alignment before we can take action, before we can have an impact. We need to be sustainable. And this iteration of EcoTalk has not been sustainable. We hope the next one is. Richard Heinberg, thanks for being our last guest.
Well, Betsy, it's been an honor. And all the best to you and the whole team.
Thank you. We go out on this song with Madonna. Listen to the words.
There's still a chance for us. Hey, you, just be yourself. Don't be so shy. There's reasons why it's hard. Keep it together, you'll make it all right. Our celebration is going on tonight. Poets and prophets, what end it would we do? This could be good. Hey, you. sins. Hey, you, first love yourself. Or if you can't, try to love someone else. Keep it together, we'll make it all right. Our celebration is going on tonight. Poets and prophets will envy what we do. This could be good. Hey, love yourself, then you can love someone else. If you can change someone else, then you have saved someone else. But you must first love yourself, then you can love someone else. If you can change someone else, then you have saved someone else. But you must first.
That is Hey You from Madonna, just released. You heard it here first, hot off the press. And hey, you, each and every one of you, want to thank you from the bottom of my deeply green heart for listening, for supporting us. Hope to see each and every one of you on the radio real soon. Want to thank my crew here, Will Craven, my producer, Eric at the controls, and Paul Wells, of course, the owner of the Green Street Studios. Please keep the faith. Till next time.